Boris is here to tell me the entire story now. Boris, first of all, I appreciate you taking the time to join us all the way from Peru this morning. Thank you so much, my friend. Good morning.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me. It's my honor.
Well, let me tell you, it is my honor because of what you have gone through and the way you persevered. I've told the story a couple of times now on the show when I was referencing our interview coming up right now. When I mentioned December 21st, 2019, what are some of the things that immediately come to mind, Boris?
Devastation, really. Look, Peru is a small country in the Toro bread world, but we are part of Book One, so we are on the same page as Ireland, France, Australia, Japan, the U.S. and we have right now around 600 foals born each year. So we're a small country, and to be in Book One, it's really important. And our farm here is the oldest and most traditional farm. We're 60 years old. And we really built that year after year, going to Newmarket or going to Dunkster or going to Keeneland and buying the best bloodlines available for a country like ours. And to have it just wiped out in one night, it was really, like I said, devastating.
Yeah, it's unimaginable that something like that would happen, but it did. Boris, in your words, mm-hmm. tell us what that night was like. What happened that night?
Well, we had four stallions there, four top stallions and 50 mares, and we have a pretty good security, but on Saturday in the afternoon, a few people went over the walls because we have about 80 acres and it's all walled and we have security, but they went through the walls and tied the security guys and then went after the stallions and not knowing who the horses are, but since the stallions are in their own boxes, very very big boxes, stallions type boxes, and they're closed, it was easy for them to work there during the whole about 12 hours with each horse. It's terrible. It's and I got a call around 5 o'clock in the morning and tell me that, and I didn't understand what they were saying because I was in shock when they were saying that. So it was, you know, all people that are involved in horses and you guys are in Kentucky, so you know more than any, almost any other country, with exception with Ireland or England, what it's like to be in this passionate world of horses, to have 60 plus years just wiped out. It's so hard to put in words.
Yeah, it's devastating. And at that point, Boris, I can imagine that you had to make some difficult decisions. Did you think about just completely walking away from the game and getting into something completely different?
Well, you know, since I was very young, I've been involved in with thoroughbreds and just running this farm here, which is an institution. It's really known, at least in all South America, as one of the premier farms, and for me, it's a very important institution. If you say, let's say, the Dallas Cowboys or the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm not comparing it to that, but it's the way it's seen here. So I don't know what I was thinking in those first hours. I'm sure I wasn't thinking of walking away, Definitely walking away from here in Peru, yes. But I've done some things in the States, on and off, and I really need this. This is an important part of my life. You know, it's my passion. It's my adrenaline. I can't live without it. So when things started clearing up a little bit, I started thinking of starting to do something in the U.S. I met Noret Farrell in the year 2004. I was one of her first clients. She's really such a wonderful person. And we've done so much with her, bringing top horses here to Peru and everything. And she's helped me along the way that when I thought of the U.S., I thought I have Noret. And she's a world of support, even though I'm probably a very small client in her portfolio. She is a great person. I always say she's like heaven sent.
Yeah, heaven sent, and it's great to have somebody like that that can come and lift you up. Because Boris, after what happened, I know that even though you say that this is a passion, I had to be in it, there had to be a part of you that said, boy, I just can't put myself through the emotional pain if something like this would ever happen again. Am I correct in saying that you closed the farm?
You are completely correct. You are completely correct. I want to tell you something. I started bringing shuttle horses to Peru. I was the first ones to do it. Actually, I'm the farm that most shuttle horses came to. We really worked it first with Cece Williams. She was so well known in the thoroughbred business. And then with Moret. And I said, if we don't have top stallions in our farm, we simply can't keep running the farm here. And no one is going to want to send a shuttle horse here to Peru. So I just thought if I would buy a horse and bring it here, I couldn't bear to have this happen again. Now, you've heard this expression so many times, lightning never strikes twice, but what if it did? And you know, just to give you an idea of the type of mares we had 45 mares, and I'm just going to give you some of the broodmare size that we had. Candy Rides, 2, Unbridled, Johannesburg, Mineshaft, Kitten's Joy, 2 Exchange Rates. I wrote it down because there are several. Freud, Broken Bow, Vindication, Forestry, Dynaformer, 2 Flight Americans, Forest Wildcat, 2 Giant Causeways. I mean, it was Stormy Atlantic. Not just those mares, but those great broodmare sires. I mean, they were top families, and we built a great broodmare band that could have been in Kentucky. And we had 4 top stallions. One of them was Timely Advice, a Stakes Place Day PMD that we bought from Pin Oak. The other one was Kung Fu Mambo. He's a Giant Causeway. He is a great sire here. He's out of a King Mambo half sister to Dream Supreme. He's a Group 1 winner, and our top stallion here and all our dreams were put on him. It's Cyrus Alexander. He was the 5th highest foal sold in the U.S. in the year 2013. He cost $1,700,000. He was bought by Stone Street and Spendrift. And he was one of the horses there. He was a Group 3 winner, and his first foals are going to start racing this year. So everything just you can imagine, everything we built there, it's not just any horses or it was a top operation.
You are now 14 months removed from that horrific incident, Boris. What is your involvement in the industry and in the business look like today?
Well, what I did here is we have the farm. We have last crop of Cyrus Alexander, the horse that I just told you about. He's his foals are going to race this year, and I have another crop which will be sold this year. Then I have foals farm by the lieutenant, the group three half brother to Justify that was involved here in that night in the incident. And after that, I don't have any horses here. All the mares I gave you, like 45 of them, I just kept 7, which I haven't bred, because I don't have a stallion, or I don't have a possibility of getting stallions here in Peru of the level that I wanted. So I shifted to Kentucky. I'm really, I'm not healed. I'm never going to be healed, but I'm very, like a little kid in a candy store with the Kentucky operation. I've started breeding in Shawhan. I was there in the November sale. We bought a very nice mare in Foal to Mastery. We wanted a few weanlings that we really went 6 figures and we got blown out. We thought it was a buyer's market and wasn't. That's very good for the industry. And this year we're going on a shopping spree in November, so we're shifting everything to Kentucky. We'll start building what we built here over there, not in the same size, because here I have my farm, and there over there I'm going to be at Shawhan. But I will focus on quality more than quantity, and this is helping me a lot. I'm really very happy to be involved in Kentucky.
Well, Boris, nobody should have to go through what you have gone through and your family has gone through in this industry. I can't thank you enough for being with me this morning to tell your story. I have a segment every week that is dedicated to the industry star of the week. It is sponsored by my good friend Stuart Morris, and I couldn't think of anybody more appropriate to be the industry star of the week on this morning than you, my friend. So congratulations on that honor, and I hope to one day get a chance to meet you when you're in town here in Lexington, Kentucky. But keep up the wonderful work and keep persevering. And again, thank you so much, Boris, for taking the time.
Mike, thank you so much. I'm honored. I've read about Stuart Morris. Sure, I've read about him in the Blood Force and everything. And, what I always tell people who are meeting me around the world and knowing a little bit what happened, and I always tell them that this story will say to be continued. And I hope that in the future I can really make some noise regarding horses who end up in the winner's circle and helping the breed in any way I can in Kentucky also. So sure, we'll meet there. I'll probably be there in November for about 10 days. And I can't wait for the November sale to come faster. And thank you so much, Mike. And I'll probably meet you there. And a big hello to all your listeners for your show.
Boris, appreciate it, my friend. Thanks so much. Take care, stay safe, and keep up the wonderful work now.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Thank you for having me.